Well, hey guys, it's Risha Huthaya Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'd like to say that I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean? Anyways, it just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today, I'm super excited to be sharing the platform with my good friend, comedian Nikita B, as seen on Celebration of Gospel, BET, Bounce TV, Rodney Perry's Off the Chain, and many more. Laugh with Nikita B is just a phenomenal person and speaker, and she has this really good thing going called the Bias Movement. And it stands for Because I Am Somebody. And I've committed over the next 7 days to do a series that covers some of the things that prevent you from even knowing that you are somebody in Christ. And you would think that in this day and time where there is no lack of ego flowing through the veins of humankind, that you wouldn't have to remind somebody that they are somebody, but unfortunately you do. And the fact that you know you are somebody will help propel you to your future. And one of the things that I think can be a roadblock to you actually figuring out what your plan or your purpose or your destiny may be is the inability to get over things that happen to you in life, things that have happened in your past, things that are happening to you currently right now. And you just have so much animosity and resentment on the inside of you. And all of that is negative and it's toxic and it actually prevents you from moving forward. I don't care how much energy is fueled by the anger or the resentment. A lot of times we do know that our passions are birthed out of our pain. And ultimately, sometimes the things that some people go through in life, it will propel them to become an advocate, so to speak, for that particular cause. And that's really good. I love to hear stories like that where someone had had, you know, an undesirable childhood and turned around and were able to do, just phenomenal things and establish phenomenal, platforms and things like that to help other people. But the other side of that story is that there are many people that have experienced some things in their past and they've experienced some things currently or are experiencing some things currently that are actually preventing them from moving forward, and they live with it for the rest of their lives because they haven't learned the art of letting it go. They haven't really learned the art of forgiveness. And I like to say the art of forgiveness, but I really like to call it a task, because I said forgiveness really isn't difficult. It's black and white colored with the sacrifice of the sacrificial lamb of blood. It's built and nurtured in pain. And so there's no getting around it. And so if you are going to be a person who excels in life, you're going to have to learn how to get past some things. You're going to have to learn how to let some things go. You're going to have to learn the art of forgiveness and understanding that even though it is an art, it isn't the kind of art that looks like the masterpiece that most of us are accustomed to. It's not the clean, modern art. It is the Picasso. It is paint everywhere. It is chaotic. It is painful. It is confusing, but it is absolutely necessary. So if you haven't gotten a chance to connect with this wonderful cause, go ahead and stop by www.thebiasmovement.com. That's the bias, B-I-A-S, movement.com. That sounds funny. Thebiasmovement.com. And check out my good friend, comedian Nikita B.